Hello there, this is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. We're actually going to finish up 1 John today, and tomorrow we'll go to 2 John, and we'll just keep on going through all the Johns. We're in the New Revised Standard Version of the Bible, NRSV. This is what it says. Everyone who believes that Jesus is the Christ has been born of God, and everyone who loves the parent loves the child. By this we know that we love the children of God when we love God and obey His commandments. For the love of God is this, that we obey His commandments. And His commandments are not burdensome, for whatever is born of God conquers the world. And this is the victory that conquers the world, our faith. Who is it that conquers the world but the one who believes that Jesus is the Son of God? This is the one who came by water and blood, Jesus Christ, not with the water only, but with the water and the blood. And the Spirit is the one that testifies, for the Spirit is the truth. There are three that testify, the Spirit and the water and the blood, and these three agree. If we receive human testimony, the testimony of God is greater, for this is the testimony of God that He has testified to His Son. Those who believe in the Son have the testimony in their hearts. Those who do not believe in God have made Him a liar by not believing in the testimony that God has given concerning His Son. And this is the testimony. God gave us eternal life, and this life is in His Son. Whoever has the Son has life. Whoever does not have the Son of God does not have life. I write these things to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, so that you may know that you have eternal life. And this is the boldness we have in Him, that if we ask anything according to His will, He hears us. And if we know that He hears us in whatever we ask, we know that we have obtained the requests made of Him. If you see your brother or sister committing what is not a mortal sin, you will ask, and God will give life to such a one, to those whose sin is not mortal. There is sin that is mortal. I do not say that you should pray about that. All wrongdoing is sin, but there is sin that is not mortal. We know that those who are born of God do not sin, but the one who is born of God protects them, and the evil one does not touch them. We know that we are God's children, and that the whole world lies under the power of the evil one. And we know that the Son of God has come and given us understanding so that we may know Him who is true. And we are in Him who is true, His Son, Jesus Christ. He is the true God and eternal life. Little children, keep yourselves from idols. Mind if I pray for you? Lord, I like how this book ends. It's like all these things about love and obeying His commandments and the spirit of the Antichrist and all these kinds of things. And then it ends with keep yourself from idols. And Lord, that is such a, it seems like a throwaway, but it's such an important thing. As I look throughout my own life and when I have idolized things like achievement in particular, oh gosh, that's a hard one for me. Or I have said, well, I'll be happy if, and whatever that if is pretty much a hint at my idols. I'll be happy if that relationship finally gets worked out. I'll be happy if there's reconciliation. I'll be happy if I had just a little bit more money in my checking account. I'll be happy if, favorable circumstance happens. Lord, forgive us for filling that sentence in with something other than You. You are our life source. You are our worth. You are our Father who loves us, and nothing compares with You. Nothing can fill us like You. And so forgive us for running to idols, things that do not satisfy. Lord, thank You for the fact that our faith conquers the world. And our faith is not just this nebulous force. It's actually a faith in, a trust in You and Your ability to do great things. We acknowledge that right now. It's not about us. It's about You. Lord, we thank You that You have warned us in this particular epistle about the evil one and that the whole world is under his spell. So, Lord, we thank You that greater is He that's in us than he that is in the world, that there is victory in our faith. We don't have to stumble along, but we can have confidence when we come before You, and we can have confidence that You hear our prayers. I thank You so much that right now as I'm praying this, You hear it. You're taking it into consideration. You're hearing our prayers, and you will do something about them. And we just thank you for the privilege it is to pray every single day, every single minute, every single hour if we want to. Your presence always goes with us. Lord, we want to have that kind of boldness that approaches you with confidence. Lord, give us that today and help us to trust in you for the things that seem impossible. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. I'm grateful for you. If you'd like to help support the podcast, you can go to patreon.com, patreon.com/prayeveryday. And there's several different levels that you can support the podcast at. This helps pay for William, who does all the engineering here, and he is amazing. And it also pays for Kristen and all the kind of the behind the scenes stuff that she does that really makes it much more smooth for me and gives me the space and time so that I can also write books and things like that. So thank you to William and Kristen, and thanks to all the patrons who help keep Pray Every Day on the air.